Hello everyone, a very good evening to all my loved ones who are listening to my podcast now. I hope you guys are good, very good, and looking after your family, friends and loved ones. You know, today I'm not going to talk about any topic as such because I'm so upset, I'm so depressed, I'm so stressed, I'm so sad today. I want to share my reason for being sad that caused the whole lot of pain inside my heart. The thing happened 2 days back. I had given an interview in one of the reputed company through my university. I cleared two rounds. And the third round was the technical round. That was the first technical round, and they said you had to do two coding and a few basic questions. And well, I did the coding part. You obviously know the cheat codes. And I did give the answers for the basic questions, and there were my friends who had also given the interview for the same company, and they said they did not code the questions because they didn't know coding, and they said I did not code. And one more friend says she gave the wrong answers very confidently, and the recruiter told her that you are giving a wrong answer, please listen to the question again. Okay, let me give a pause over here. Those two girls, one did not write any code. The second one gave the wrong answer. I, being here, completed two codes, run them and shown them the output, successfully explains the program and given the answers for the basic questions, still getting rejected, having decent communication skill also. And those two girls who did not code, who gave wrong answers, are selected. Why? And how? Is it a kind of legitimate scam? Or is it that their teachers pet and that is why they're getting placed in the companies? Even if they're bad in coding or basic knowledge. I'm so upset on this because it's my third or fourth interview, I guess, that's been rejected, with exceptionally doing well also getting rejected, because I always stood against the university for taking the wrong decisions, and my name has been noted into the university saying this girl is always going against the teachers and telling the teachers' decisions are wrong. Obviously, if I feel that some decision is wrong, I will definitely tell it is wrong. I'm not going to be a teacher's pet who will catch their tail and go behind them. Obviously not. Those two girls, they never spoke a word. They never raised a voice against the teacher's decisions. They were teacher's pet, and that is why they got selected. And this is the legitimate scam of the university. I feel so depressed now. But no worries. I do have offline interviews, off-campus interviews. But again, in off-campus interviews, I wonder why, being a fresher, and if I apply to a fresher role, they asked me all the experience questions. And I wonder, are you taking interview for the fresher or an experienced person? Please let me know. Give me the clarity whether I'm sitting in an interview which is taken for the fresher or an experienced one. Because of this pandemic or whatever reasons, I don't know. When it comes to off-campus interview, out of campus, you apply anywhere through Indeed, Naukri, Monster, Glassdoor. When you apply for the role fresher, you say you totally have no experience, you have the basic knowledge of the domain that you're applying for, still they end up asking you a very, very strict, a very tough, very experienced question that only a 2 to 3 years of experience guy could answer it. What does this mean? You want expertise level of knowledge into the fresher, or you don't want to recruit a fresher? Please give me the clarity on this. You know, so many interviews I have given in this couple of days, you know, for the role of fresher, I've been getting rejected in the first round, in the third round, in the managerial round, in the last round. I don't know why is this happening. I can code, I can tell you the basic questions that I know as a fresher, and I have decent communication because I'm talking to you guys, so even you will know like how well I can talk and communicate, but still I'm getting rejected. I don't know for what reason is this. Please let me know, I'm too upset. Please. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope I did not make you guys feel really awkward or bad by telling my story. But I just felt like sharing my experience with you guys. And that's why I'm sharing this with you all. I think even you would have faced the same. If yes, Dooping, we will collab on Anchor and we will do a podcast together. So with much love from the Shrikant, see ya, tada, bye bye.